As promised, we're joined right now by a defensive end for the Jacksonville Jaguars. In fact, he is the mayor of Saxonville, an All-Pro, a three-time Pro Bowler, PFWA Defensive Player of the Year. He set the team record with 14 and a half sacks last season, nine straight seasons with at least five sacks. He led Jacksonville to the playoffs for the first time in more than a decade. Jacksonville is opening up at the Giants on September 9th. Calais Campbell is my guest. Calais, it's great to have you back. How are you?
Hey, man, living the dream, as always.
I was going to say, as always, my man, as always, and you strike me as somebody who's always happy, always upbeat, always positive. So when OTAs got underway, it seemed like you were pretty much genuinely enjoying them. When you've been in the league as long as you have, a lot of guys could probably do without the OTAs. So how do you find time or find a way to actually enjoy the OTAs?
I feel like actually, you know, I like them more. You know, it seems like when you're closer to the end, you start appreciating every moment of it, you know, and I feel like I got some good football left for quite a while. But, you know, as you know, going to my 11th year, I realized that, you know, these moments are precious, you know, spending time with the team, you know, trying to work on my craft, get better. You know, I appreciate it a lot more than I did when I was younger.
I get that. Calais Campbell joining us. Listen, I know you're already focused on next season and all the goals you have in front of you, but can you take one more look back at last season? When you look at last season, one of the best in Jacksonville history, what are the moments that stick out to you the most?
Really just the way we came together as a team. You know, I think a lot of guys believed that we could win, you know, but they didn't really, you know, it was new. You know, a lot of guys on the team never really experienced winning before. Obviously, that we fell a little short, but that is a, you know, a belief that has stuck with us and has really carried us over to this year.
Right. So as you go forward, I mean, how different is it? Is it a different feel when guys know that they can do it because they've done it as opposed to just talking about doing it?
Yeah, there's confidence in the history. You know, when you've done something before, the confidence comes a lot faster. So definitely, you know, there's a lot of, you know, and it's better for you to know that you can do something because you did it before. You know, the potential of it is nice, but now we know we can get back there again. You know, we have to put the same kind of work in.
Calais Campbell joining us. Now, you received a lot of credit, and rightfully so, for the role that you played in turning this thing around. You know, I'm curious, how much pride do you take in the fact that you arrived and were able to have such a big impact so quickly? And then secondarily, how were you able to have that much of an impact that fast?
You know, I honestly believe that I get more credit than I really deserve. You know, I mean, don't get it twisted. I work really hard to really, you know, make a difference on the football team. But I was pleasantly surprised at the leadership that we had in the building already before I got there, you know, and Telvin Smith and some of the young guys really developing to be leaders, you know. And so it was nice to see some of these guys, you know, really take on a bigger role and really embrace it. And it worked out for us, you know, so I get a lot of credit and, you know, it's nice to get, you know, appreciated for your efforts, but really, you know, there are so many guys on the team that make a big difference, you know, and so, you know, I definitely want to, you know, it's really been a team thing, you know, from our secondary and our O-line, the way they played, you know, just, I mean, the way Blake's grown and, you know, just, I mean, there's so many different pieces that it takes to be successful and our coaching staff too. You know, I think Coach Brown doesn't really get enough appreciation. He did win some awards for, you know, Coach of the Year. But, I mean, what he did in just building the confidence and teaching us how to prepare the right way, it's unbelievable.
Calais Campbell, my guest. I mean, Calais, you pretty much just gave everybody in the entire facility credit, and I understand that. I get it. I mean, I'm not going to get it twisted, but the fact is you are officially the mayor of Saxonville, and I know that you had a lot of confidence in what this team could do. I know there's a lot of leadership in and around that locker room, on that coaching staff, even within the facility, but did you have any idea that the community and all of Duval would embrace you and even this team the way it did over the course of last season?
I did not. You know, that was definitely, you know, I mean, they welcomed me with open arms. You know, as soon as I came in, you know, the team was very excited about it. And then after the first game, I mean, it just, you know, started with a bang and the city just got on fire. And they knew that, you know, that everything we were talking during the offseason had potential to come true. And throughout the whole season, as the season went along, I mean, you just saw the whole city of Jacksonville unite, you know, and just become one. And everybody was, I mean, the city was just jumping, you know, nonstop, over and over again, where you went. You know, people were just, you know, so excited about the team and about what we're doing. And that's a good feeling to have, you know, when a city comes alive like that, you know, it really helps build that chemistry you need to win.
We're talking to Calais Campbell. You mentioned at the very top of the interview how much you appreciate everything right now because you've been in the thing as long as you have. A few days back, you tweeted a great picture of yourself when you were back at Miami with the caption, "Back when this was just a dream, but even back then, I knew it was just a matter of time before I was dominating on Sundays." I love the pick. I love the caption. But did you always know that you would have the kind of career and be as dominant as you are? And if you knew, how did you know?
I've always been really good at this game. I started playing at 6 years old. And I remember I had a high school football coach, and Coach Mullaney, and he his brother played in the NFL for a long time, Ryan Mullaney, for the Vikings. And I just remember him telling me that if I wanted to, I could be really good in the NFL if I put the work in. And I mean, there's so many other moments and different times, but, you know, I just remember, like, thinking, like, well, you know, and I can go on so many different stories, but just thinking to myself, like, you know, physically, you know, God blessed me to have the ability to play this game, you know, so it really comes down to the hard work. And I knew my dad, the way he taught me and raised me is that, you know, I have to outwork everybody else. I couldn't just be good. I couldn't just be talented. I had to outwork everybody else. And so the mentality of working harder than everybody else is working, trying to make sure that I'm the hardest working person in all the NFL, that's my goal. Obviously, I don't know if I achieved it or not because I don't know how other guys are working, but that's the mentality I have and I've always had. And then then the physical attributes God blessed me with, I figured out there's a chance that I'll be pretty good. And, you know, it was definitely a dream, and it was hopeful, and I wasn't sure, but I truly believe deep down in my heart that if I put the time and effort in like I know I would, that I would have an opportunity to dominate on Sundays, and hopefully for a long time. Now, you can't factor in, like, health issues and stuff like that. I've been very, very blessed, you know, from God and having the trainers that I've had and the people that have taught me how to take care of my body. It really made a difference.
Calais, you have very obvious gifts. We can see this. We know this, but it doesn't mean it's easy. In fact, it has not been easy at all. One of the other things you've talked about is now that you've been with the team for a season, you're ready to really sink your teeth even deeper into the community and to give back and to help out. Back in April, you tweeted a photo from when you were living in a homeless shelter. What do you remember about that time, and how much does that motivate you to give back now yourself?
It's a big motivator. You know, that's the time in my life where, you know, I was really embarrassed by it, and I didn't really want to talk about it much, you know. But then, you know, once I became successful, you know, I look back on it, and there's so many people who are very giving, and just, you know, seeing how hard it was for my family who, you know, my parents were, you know, hardworking people who, really just fell on hard times and just needed a little helping hand at a time, you know. And then, you know, got back on our feet, and we lived pretty good at points after that, you know, before I went to college. And, you know, it really means a lot to me to really try to help and give a helping hand to those people in need. You know, there are a lot of people who are good people who just need a helping hand at times to get started. So that's really important to me to try to, you know, be the helping hand.
I appreciate that. Calais Campbell joining us. You hosted a bowling event last month to benefit your foundation, the Charles Richard Campbell Foundation. And I know you're a pretty solid bowler. How are your teammates when they get loose on the lanes? Are there any standouts or a lot of these guys having trouble and struggling on the lanes?
I have to give my man Thomas Smith a shout out because we play often. You know, it's like a team building thing we do. And when I first played against Telvin, he was terrible. I mean, he was like barely bowl 50, 60. You know, it's like, what are you doing out here, man?
Wow.
And then I talked trash about him. And I even posted a picture and gave him like a – just talked a little bad about him. And I don't know if he went in practice or if he just got more focused. But he whipped me the next time we played, you know, and took my money and everything, man. Just got to give him a shout out for that.
Have to. Before I let you go, a few weeks ago, the league did announce a change to the national anthem policy. Can I get your thoughts on that? What's your reaction to the change and to the new rule?
Yeah, it's one of those things where you have to do what you have to do. You know, anytime they make changes, you know, it's just part of it. You know, I do believe that the initial reason why anybody ever took a stand or tried to make a protest is because we wanted to create change. I mean, there are real issues in this world that we live in that get, you know, kind of neglected and people forget about because you don't deal with it on a day-to-day basis. If it doesn't really affect you, then you kind of forget about it. And so I was really excited to be, you know, try to make a difference in this world for myself. You know, I have put, you know, big goals, you know, still to this day of trying to make a difference in the communities I live in and really around the world and nationally for sure. And so, you know, the taking the knee and trying to, you know, protest. It really was just trying to bring awareness. It wasn't really protest, it was bringing awareness. And, you know, I understand the NFL's position, and I understand that, you know, they have the right to make rules, and as players, you have to abide by those rules, you know. And then at the end of the day, you know, I feel like there's got to be another way to make a difference, you know, and there are. You know, we have, as creative minds, people who want to really, so passionate about making a difference, have to come together and figure out a way to really affect change in a positive manner on a daily basis.
You know, I appreciate your thoughts on that, too. One really quick follow. Do you think that new rule is going to help the situation, or might it just complicate matters?
You know, it's really too soon to tell. You know, I have no idea to really know how it's going to affect. But I do know that there are a lot of people in the NFL who feel strongly about creating change. And, you know, they're going to be creative new ways to do things. You know, I don't know if guys are going to use that new rule as a way or not. You know, I have no idea knowing, but I do know that guys want to create change, and there are a lot of ways to go about it. And so hopefully we can come together and do some things, you know, throughout the whole NFL.
He set a team record with 14 and a half sacks last season. He is the official mayor of Saxonville, a three-time Pro Bowler, Jacksonville Jaguar defensive end, Calais Campbell. Calais, appreciate you very much. Great to have you back on. Thank you so much, Calais.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Great talking to you. Calais Campbell joining us. Talked about the issue of the day and also a look ahead to Jacksonville season. They're good. Are they Super Bowl good? Maybe.